just died in the sun, and I refuse to just wither in place. Just a wild mountain rose needing freedoms to grow, so I ran fearing not where I'd go. When a flower grows wild, it can always survive. Wildflowers don't care where they grow. And the flowers I knew in the fields where I grew were content to be lost in the crowd. They were common and close. I had no room to grow, and I wanted so much to branch out. So I
you are listening to WMFO in Medford. It is 7:04 a.m.
Playing. sing me to sleep.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
This
is
WMFO in
Medford.
Medford.
I can't speak this morning. I'm sorry.
No, you're doing a great job.
Yeah.
Anyway, who are you?
I'm Emma.
Hi.
Hi. Who are you?
My name is Nina.
And what show is this?
This is a show about clogs. It's called Ladies and Clogs. We're here playing music. Are you wearing clogs?
I am wearing clogs. Are you wearing clogs?
I'm not, but thank you for doing that for both of us.
You're welcome.
There is a pair of clogs in the room.
Don't worry.
Great.
What songs did we just hear?
We just heard two songs. One of them was called Wildflowers, the first one, and that is by Dolly Parton, as well as Linda Ronstadt and Emmy Lou Harris, who middle name I maybe didn't say right, but that's fine. They're like the trio, so that was the trio album. I don't know. That's a nice song. The second song we heard was called Apple Spell, and that was by My Bubba, which is another one. Like, I just don't know what to do with that name. It's hard to really believe in it. But I like both of the songs, and they're both related to plants, sort of. what is our theme this week? I'm sorry.
Lavender!
Great. Our theme is lavender. Does lavender count as a wildflower? Like, it's definitely often cultivated, and also I think of it as being...
Flowering
in amongst, like, the fields and the hills.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Are.
But isn't it just sort of...
I don't know.
More of an herb, maybe?
I mean, it's an herb, but is it a wild herb that has flowers?
Probably. I don't know if you grow it wild. I've never been in a, like, wild lavender situation, but it must exist. Like,
a wild lavender situation.
There are, like, lavender fields in a lot of, like, isn't there, like, a really famous one that's supposed to be beautiful somewhere in some place in the world that I, like, have checked on a box that I want to go somewhere on, like, an article?
You're right about that, because you said something that was kind of vague. Anyway, yeah. Why do we need to categorize things? Maybe it's a wildflower. I like to think of it as such. Wildflowers don't care where they grow, or don't care where you want them to grow. Basically, Dolly's telling us.
Yeah.
So, take that to heart, everyone.
What good advice that woman gives. Wow.
Good advice.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one is called Apple Spell, because when I think of, as I sort of mentioned briefly a minute ago, when I think of lavender, I definitely think also of, like, magic and witches and using lavender in, like, potions and spells and soaps. We'll get more into that later. And apples are also a fruit type of thing, like a thing that grows.
Yeah.
The song Apple Spell, you do some magic with your apple. It's not really what the song's about, but we're going to go with it. You also do some magic with your lavender. I'm struggling a little bit, so you should play some music.
You're getting it.
Concept,
makes sense. But I can also play some music. Right? Let me just... Yep, I'm in.
Yep,
it's
going.
All I know is when you hold me, I still feel lonely. Lonely when you hold me. All I know is I can't focus on these arms around me. Think of how you found me in those arms, so large and dark and holding on. All I know is All I know is when we're sleeping, our friends they creep in, and all the rest. All I
Oh,
Welcome back to Ladies and Clogs.
On the radio.
We're on the radio. Surprise.
Lavender.
Woo.
Nothing is new.
Yeah. Except the songs we heard.
That's true. What were they?
Nice.
That was well done.
The first one we heard was called You're the Best by Wet. And I like that song. And also, I just think lavender is a really lovely herb. One of the best, I would argue.
So that song is like you speaking to the lavender plant.
Yeah, not you or anything. Sorry.
No.
Straight up about the lavender.
I do not even presume. Don't worry. I'm not offended.
About the lavender. Mm-hmm. It just smells so lovely.
Mm-hmm.
The second song we heard was called Warm on a Cold Night by Hone. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right. And I was thinking to myself, can you make, I have some lavender in my garden, and I was thinking what I could do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And can you make lavender tea?
I believe so.
So I was thinking lavender tea could keep me warm on a cold night. Am I
nice.
Right?
That was awesome.
So that's what my connection there. And just like thinking about drinking some lavender tea, being all cozy. So.
Yeah.
I think it would be very calming.
One thing I'd like to do this summer is bake with lavender.
Yeah.
It's a thing I have not really, like territory I haven't really ventured into, but would love to try scones or loaves or something.
Cookies.
With some lavender in them. Cookies, yeah.
I'm not sure. Someone was telling me, maybe it was Morgan, that you're not supposed, like you, I'm not sure which part of the plant you
use the little purple.
You do? Caps. Okay. Because he was thinking that you use the leaves or something possibly.
Maybe,
so I don't know. But I have it all. I mean, there's the full plant there. So we can use whatever part.
I was going to ask to hear a little bit more about what the lavender situation is in your yard. This thing was inspired a week or two ago when Emma was talking about like how she had like so much lavender.
Yeah, I do.
You're like, I have too much. What even do? So I want to hear a little more about like what is the situation.
So I have in the garden an entire like half of a huge bed filled with lavender, and it's just like so heavy at this point that it's like sort of falling over a little because it can't sustain its own weight anymore.
I will help sustain its weight.
Please do. So I've been cutting it back a little, but it's really hard because the bees just like, their job, they like have to be there on that lavender plant, and I'm like trying not to get in their way but also trying to like make it healthier for them too.
Yeah.
And I want us to work together to make the lavender plant the best it can be, but
that was amazing.
I don't know if they're like aware of the fact that I'm trying to help.
Yeah.
So
interesting.
Yeah, so that's it.
Yeah.
Do you want to play some tunes?
I would love to. Yeah, these next few come along the same line of like thinking of things we could do with the lavender that we have so much of.
Wonderful.
So great.
Why we can't be or see who cuts us under like a bird falling a tree. You're the thunder going under. Oh, don't fall. Cuts the sun.
emotions, we're overdosing. I'm angry, but I still love you. Pills and potions, we're overdosing. Can't stand it, but I still love you.
Me hate you, even though what you was doing wasn't tasteful. Even though you out here looking so ungrateful, I'ma keep it moving, be classy and graceful. I told them it's no friends in the game, you ain't learned that yet. All the bridges you came over, don't burn that yet. Cause they want respect, but they didn't earn that yet. Self-righteous and entitled, but they swearing on the Bible that they love you when really they no different from all your rivals. But I still don't wish death on them, I just reflect on them.
Pills and potions, we're overdosing. I'm angry, but I still love you. Pills and potions, we're overdosing. Can't stand it, but I still love you.
Support you when it's beneficial. I'ma forgive, I won't forget, but I'ma dead the issue. Soon as you out they little lives is when they start to miss you. They see you doing good, now it's kinda hard to diss you. Yeah, they be sick when they remember all the bad they wished you. Yeah, they be mad when they can't come and live lavish with you. But I sped off in the Benzie. I see the envy when I'm causing a frenzy. So I pop pills for them. Cop cribs in the hills on them.
Pills and potions, we're overdosing. I'm angry, but I still love you. Pills and potions, we're overdosing. Can't stand it, but I still love you.
Welcome back to Ladies and Clogs on the radio.
Lavender.
Lavender is our theme of the day. Mm-hmm. What songs did we just hear?
We heard two. The first was by Soap and Skin, and that song is called Wonder. And my thought process was, one thing you can do with lavender is make soap. Put it on your skin. Yes. It would be cute, and you'd feel clean, and probably you'd smell nice, and also it is just seems really adorable to me. One thing that I talked a lot about in the past like semester or two that didn't really end up happening was starting to make more soap. I had a whole concept for thoughtful soaps as an idea where I am making soap, and if I know for for example, that your favorite herb is lavender, or that, like, someone, I don't know, like, ginger soap would maybe be weird, but, like, you're having, like, someone has, like, a stomach bug, and, like, then I make them ginger soap, because ginger's good for stomachs, like, things like that, and that's maybe not a good example, but where customizing the soap with, like, things you put in it based on things you know about your friends and giving them those soaps. I'm doing not an awesome job explaining this idea, but it was a concept that I thought a lot about and am still looking to put into practice.
That's one of the best ideas I've ever heard. I think it's so cute. I would like to be part of that process.
You're welcome to join. You
thank
supply
you.
Lavender. I'll put in soap and give it back to you.
Yes. Bam. Excellent. My kind of thing. Just
yeah.
pick it.
Yeah. Also, yeah, that was the main thought here, but I guess also I am excited to see the giant lavender plant, and perhaps will then be filled with wonder.
Yeah, he will.
On a similar note, the second song was Pills and Potions by Nicki Minaj. Thought process being, you can also make, like, lavender potions while we're doing magic with it, because, like, only witches use lavender. I don't know.
That would seem like it would probably fit in a love potion.
Yes, we could try that.
We've never made a love potion before. I have never.
Okay, no, you're right. Yeah,
I was like, oh.
I was just trying to
see.
Yeah, I've never made a love potion before. We could experiment. Maybe it has lavender in it. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it would probably be specific to, like, who you were trying to make fall in love with you, because I think it's more like in Harry Potter, it's more specific to like what you would smell as sort of like what you would love. So. Does that?
Okay.
Yeah.
Do some more thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a possibility, though.
Uh-huh.
I have the lavender, so we could try putting it in and throw it in there.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Would you like to read a little PSA?
I was just going to say, I would so like to do that. This is a PSA. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tough Educational Radio.
That is super important to think about. So, mm-hmm. Alrighty. I can play a tune.
Play a song?
Yeah, I would love to.
Please.
Gonna turn me around. Just one more step, I could let go. Oh, and in the middle, I hear the voices and they're calling for me now. I know that nothing's gonna wake me now, 'cause I'm a slave to the sound. And they're calling, don't stop, no, I'll never give up, and I'll never look back. Your head up, and if it gets rough, it's time to get rough. They keep saying, don't stop, no, it's ever enough. I'll never look back, never give up, and if it gets rough, it's time to get rough. Falling, oh. Now I'm going down,
Still,
we're here. We're super out of it.
We're just so tired.
Like tired. And it's
yeah.
We usually, I think maybe what it is that we didn't do our usual pre-radio thing. Like for the past month or so of our summer show, I had slept over at Emma's house the night before our show, so we can wake up really early and roll on over here. Not that early, like roll on over here together in time though.
Mm-hmm.
And today we slept in different places, so that's probably why I feel so off my game, because I honestly am having a hard time putting sentences together. Which is just embarrassing. So
it's what I'm doing too, so I should be embarrassed too, I guess.
Yeah.
But I'm not. It's just nice. The reality of life that we're tired right now. We just gotta get the energy, and it might not come now. Maybe it'll come later in the day.
If we had a lot of lavender, we could try to do an energy spell.
Oh,
if only. Shoot.
I was going to bring some, but I forgot because I was too tired.
That's okay. I also forgot some stuff.
Well.
What songs did you just play?
First, we played a song called Falling by, is it Haim? Is that how you pronounce it?
I honestly could not.
Well, by them. and I chose that song because if someone smelled like lavender, I'd be falling for them.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
I actually don't know if that's
So that thing accurate. You said before about love potions smelling like what you want.
Yeah, except
people
I...
People smell like you yeah. were talking about yourself and lavender. Okay.
Yeah, but sometimes it's not like my favorite smell. Like, it depends on what kind of vibe I'm going for. Like, if someone had, like, calming lavender plant in their hands and so they sort of smelled like it, I'd be like, this is cool because you're gardening. And so maybe it's more that association than the actual lavender itself. Because that's not, like, one of... I wouldn't call it in my top three favorite smells. Sometimes it smells too strongly for me. It
What's
depends.
Your favorite smell?
My favorite smell is vanilla, laundry, pine needles, and... strawberries and sunscreen together.
Oh,
that's one.
Okay.
And chlorine.
Nice. You had those all really ready to go.
I think about it a lot. What my three favorite ones would be for that spell in Harry Potter. I feel like I might have asked you this before.
I was talking about this the other day with someone. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think about it all the time. Mm-hmm. It really like tells a lot about a person. My three would be the strawberries and sunscreen. Smells like summer to me. Mm-hmm. And the smell of like balsam fir, pine needles, that's kind of smell. And probably vanilla.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
What would yours be?
Oh, I don't know. I had this conversation with someone the other day, and I now still don't have a good answer. One of the ones that I said was the smell, like, right after it rains, the, like, really clean, like, big smell. Like,
yeah.
That's, like, maybe not the right word, but that smell. Mm-hmm. And then I learned the name for it, which I'm now not remembering, but there's a specific name for that smell.
Really?
Because apparently... the like minerals I guess that are in the soil and in like rocks and stuff around when they get wet, like that's what
smells a certain way. That's so cool.
I don't know but that had a word and I could look it up maybe because it kind of blew my mind. I also like the laundry smell, but I don't know if that's like my favorite. I don't know.
I still think about it. I've been thinking about it for years. I think about it a lot. I don't know why, but
yeah, mint. It's a good smell.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Plant. Like
peppermint, too.
Yeah.
A lot of good ones.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Went down a little road there.
The second song we heard was Middle by DJ Snake and Bipolar Sunshine. And I like that song. Oh, we have a little...
Sorry? A something?
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, great.
So I'll keep going. We heard Middle... Oh, and that's because my lavender is in the middle of my garden, which is just, like, space-wise. So that was pretty much my whole association there. But, yeah, we can play another song. Thanks for still listening.
Ocean blue, what have I done to you? Cut so deep, yet growing through and through. Thank you.
I'm just a painted flower on silk brocade. Left in the sun, I will slowly fade. Fade to nothing like I'd never been made. Like I'd never been made. Just a painted flower of frozen bloom, left alone in some forgotten room. A fly in amber, I pose in my tomb. I pose in my tomb.
Hi. It's us on the radio.
We're here.
We just played some tunes.
Some tunes. What was the first one that you played?
The first song we played was Sun by Tudor Cinema Club. Okay. And you know what? Lavender needs sunlight to grow, as do we.
Nice. We are all lavender plants.
Yeah. Little lavender plants. Yeah.
Do you want to say more?
That was it.
Okay. I want to talk about the two that I played after, but then also a question I would like to come back to for you is, what plant would you be if you were a plant? Which, honestly, I maybe have already asked you on this radio show before, but we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Yeah, you never asked me it that way.
Okay, so. Cool. Right after we heard that song, we heard the song Painted Flower by the Magnetic Fields. Wow, that was a... really came out of my mouth in a whole big mess. Because lavender flowers exist. Also, I think of... okay, so there's lavender, and for some reason, in my head, when I think of lavender, I also think of like thyme, like mountain thyme, and then I think of that song that we sometimes sing at the summer camp that I used to work at, and also another thing there is this storybook about a woman who plants a lot of colorful flowers everywhere.
Is this the Lupin lady?
Yeah, you know.
It's a very main story. Yeah.
Yeah. And that makes me think of, like, it's just all of those things are all together in my mind when I think about lavender.
That's awesome.
So, like, wild mountain flowers, specifically thyme, and, like, should we go pick them?
Yeah.
Also, the Lupin lady and, like, colorful flowers and painting and painted flowers, and I'm just gonna reel it in right now and get it together. Additionally, we heard the song Nature Feels by Frank Ocean. Because Emma and I were walking here, and I was like, I like that song. And Emma was like, me too. And we were like, let's play it.
Yeah.
Maybe there was more of a thought process there, but mostly we just like that song.
Also, it's Duth Gardens, and that's where lavender grows.
Yeah. It's, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Picturing Frank Ocean just, like, with a little, like, bouquet of lavender right
offering
now.
Offering it to you.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay.
Yeah.
What plant would you be if you were a plant?
Okay, so there have been many versions of this question asked me, like spirit fruit, spirit vegetable, spirit herb, all this stuff. But I think just, like, overall plant, well, I'd probably
Patronus
be...
Patronus plant, what
yeah,
would I say?
Probably be strawberry still. I just feel like that really fits.
Oh, it does.
I don't know if that's, like, what I want it to be, but I think that's what it is. I think I like that.
No, that fits well, I think. I
thank you.
Yeah, in a positive way.
Also, I don't know, like... because I was going to say, like, Rose for a second, because my middle name, one of my middle names is Rose, but I don't really identify, like, as a rose, because that's, like, a very, like, hard-to-cultivate flower and, like, very finicky and everything, but it's in, strawberries are in the Rosaceae family, so nice. That, like, so kind nice. Of makes it work.
Uh-huh, I think that works well.
So, yeah,
I
that's
like that.
A family name from my family, and
also in the strawberry family.
Yeah.
So, love that.
How about for you?
I keep asking you questions and then not having another, like, my own answer version prepared.
Uh-huh. Well, it's hard to think of questions already, so then to think of an answer, too.
I think I would be, I don't know.
I could see you as an avocado, honestly.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, that's not what you wanted?
No, I mean, that's fine.
I like avocados.
I do, too. I just don't want to be one.
Okay, why?
I don't know.
Okay, wait, I'll think better.
I don't like that.
No, that was my first thought.
No, it's
I will
okay.
think better. That was
you
like,
were being honest. I appreciate that.
I took it to be like a high compliment. That's what I wanted it to be for you. Oh, no. I messed up. I'll rethink about it. I'll do some more like actual effort there because I just thought of the first thing I could think of that made sense.
Okay.
I feel like you could be a type of flower, honestly.
Okay. I think I would like... I'd like some sort of herb, maybe. Like a rosemary? I don't... No, Emma's making a face. No? I just like the way the plant, like, shape of rosemary is cute and nice, I think.
So you being, like, sage or something?
Ooh, yeah, I'll be sage. Okay, none of this is, like, quite working. We can think about it and figure it out.
Okay.
None of this feels, like, quite right.
Okay.
I was gonna say something else. I don't remember what it was. It's 7:56, though, so we're gonna leave in, like, 4 minutes.
Yeah, less than that.
Thank you all for listening.
You've been listening.
Maybe play one more song.
Yeah, you've been listening to WMFO in Medford.
Yeah.
Have a good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
And we'll be back next week, yeah. Maybe a little bit more awake,
hopefully
a little more well-rested. Yeah.
Yeah, Hannah, if you've been listening to this while entering data today, I hope that's going well for you. Yeah.
Alrighty. Bye, everyone. I'll play a song.
First?
Yeah. It's going to be called Purple Haze by Jimi Hendrix.
Nice.
And lavender is purple.
A strong finish.
Bye.
You got this.